Tonight, Pretty Late Pals Elliot and Elliot help us preview this weekend's Book Con. Then later, comedian April Macy gets her first taste of what's in the box. And finally, we'll of course do our weekend wind-up with Rob Martyr. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
You are listening Pretty Late. I'm making sure I have everyone's titles because in the studio we have some guests, and apparently last time I may have mangled the introductions. We never mangle, ever. Not once have I ever mangled your introduction, Elliot Serrano, have I? The chief geek officer at geektome.net?
Well, that's because my name is Elliot with two T's. And if you're gonna mangle anything, it's going to be like if another Elliot comes around and he spells his first name wrong, and then that's when you're gonna have issues with that. I mean, I don't understand how anyone can spell Elliot with one T.
Well, thank God there's no other Elliots in the
Oh, but wait a minute. We have with us Elliot, who our friend we've met a few weeks ago during Comic-Con. I would say a few weeks. I know it was...
C2E2.
What's the difference?
They hate it when you call it. I learned this the hard way.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
C2E2.
Now,
C2E2.
Wait a minute. Can you explain who they are?
They
would be the nerds? Is
just,
that what we're
saying? No, just the
they. Oh, Joe, why are you disparaging
the people? Because I am one of those
who pay
they.
It. Okay.
I am one of said nerds.
All right, then. All right. We also have with us Ruben. Well, by the way, Elliot is a DJ at Disney World. Last time I apparently mangled his introduction. He is Master Talent List DJ. List with a T.
There you go.
So we get that correct.
That's that extra T that he should have on his first name.
Yes.
Whatever. I am not Elliot.
Serrano. As long as you say his last name correctly, Elliot.
Serrano.
Oh, excellent.
It's
Ruben.
Sexy.
Ruben Irvin, the announcer from Family Feud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Give us a little bit. I mean, like,
I can't.
You're already giving
man.
It. When you talk, that's it. That's the announcement.
I'm not going to lie to you. My voice is cracking for me today. I've been talking all week.
Is it terrifying for you when you feel it going?
It is. Because
right?
It's all my money.
Yeah. That's everything.
It's in my throat. My whole entire paycheck requires me to talk. So.
What do you do when you feel it coming on? What do you do to get ahead of it?
I have a couple of different remedies. Right now, I am drinking tea, hot tea, of course, lemon, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Singer Saving Grace from Whole Foods.
Okay.
I take a lot of that and throat coat. And then I try to be quiet, but I have children, so you can't. But
if I, because I got laryngitis. There was one time when I was opening for Adam Ferrara, and I got laryngitis. Who I love, Adam Ferrara. He was on Rescue Me, and he great comedian. And I got laryngitis, so I tried everything, like my head over a bowl with garlic, and you know I was smelling bad.
I've tried everything.
Yeah,
I will do anything that if you. I'm the type of person that if you walk in and you say, "Hey, listen, I got a perfect cure. Do this. I'm going to do it because I need to figure this out quickly."
You've heard this one. Just warm water and honey.
I've done that.
The thing about lemon and tea is that it can strip your vocal cords.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard that.
I know. But
honey and warm water. Salt. Yeah. Gargle.
Honey and warm water tastes like Al-Qaeda.
I've never tasted Al-Qaeda. So
keep in mind.
It's like... Hold on,
let me put that. Check that off my list. No need to taste Al Qaeda. It's honey and water.
I can't tell you how terrible.
I gotta mark that off my list of things that I was wondering about. What does Al Qaeda taste like? I wish I had you around for things that I wonder about. Like
I'm here for you.
When I meditate, like there are things that my mind wander to. It might be, what does Al Qaeda taste
what
like?
What does ISIS taste like? While we're at it,
Kesha's hair. I don't know.
By the way, I think those people were at the bar we were at, and they're like, "Weren't we sitting by you at the Billy Goat?" I thought they were staring at us. They were just watching the White Sox game over our shoulder. It was very embarrassing. No, it wasn't you. All right. So you guys are in town. Well, you're in town, Ruben, because you live here now.
I live here now. I've been here
for the most part
3 years now. So
by choice. It's okay. See, you can be honest.
I moved for a gig. How about that?
Yeah.
You know,
which is a good choice.
Yeah. I love my job, so I'm not. I love the city. I love what I get to do. I hate the weather. The weather is the worst thing ever. But
there's a couple good days. We get like there's going to be a couple coming up. I think we had one a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You just got to know when it's happening. You have to go, "Oh, this is it."
Oh, my favorite part about Chicago is Chicago stays good weather ready. Like, all y'all have short skirts and midriffs ready. Yeah. So as soon as it hits 70 degrees, mm-hmm. butt naked, outside, yep. patio tables, mm-hmm. ready to go. It's my favorite thing about you.
70 degrees? You're talking 60.
It's true.
60, the girls are out in their flip-flops.
Yeah. With a scarf. Flip-flops and a scarf is what we
Yeah, 55.
It's true, man.
And Elliot has the pleasure of living in Florida because he's in residency at Disney World.
That's right, where it's already in the 90s on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, you were telling me last time, and I was thinking about this. You said if anyone is looking for a career, air conditioner repair people are in high demand.
Air conditioner repair.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if people are worried about jobs, you live somewhere warm, have steady income, just get trained.
Yeah.
That seems doable.
Can I just, like, work, like, on the corner in Orlando with, like, boxes of air conditioners behind me?
Oh, you can
do
it.
You can just buy them, you know, like, oh, your one's broken. I got a new one here for you right here.
They're not disposable. They're not, like, shavers. Or razors.
But that's
they're almost the same price.
It's true. But that's the difference between Florida and here is like Florida, everything's central air conditioning. We're here, it's not.
Right.
And I learned that very quickly.
Yeah.
I got this apartment and I was here by myself for the first year.
You don't know to look for that.
I did not know to look for that. Yeah. So my first night by myself in this apartment, I have an air mattress. And I'm trying to figure, I'm literally walking all over the house in nothing but a t-shirt and my drawers, trying to find the AC switch. And there is no AC switch.
It's that box in the window.
Oh, there's no box, sir.
Open it. You got to open that. Wow. Did you end up getting a window unit?
Oh, I have several. I have several. All through my house. My house feels like Florida. When you get into it, it is AC, baby.
Did you? Are you still in the same apartment you got that first year?
No.
So the next one, you also did not look for a central air?
No, the next one I got central air, okay. It was okay. With the first one, I was looking for an apartment. I randomly found a place in Lincoln Square.
Yeah, great neighborhood.
Great neighborhood. This lady gave me a fully furnished apartment without the AC for $500. And
what?
There was no bed. No bed and no AC, but $500 a month. I mean, everything included. I had cable and everything.
What street were you on?
I was, what is it?
Okay, now this is a freaking fairy tale.
That's,
right now.
God,
are you sure?
I was right there. Yeah,
$500 in Lincoln Square, fully furnished.
I was at the right there near the corner of Lawrence and Damon.
And for people who can't see this, this is a short black man.
Yes, yes.
I don't know how a short black man found $500.
Well, oh, no, you walk into Lincoln Square, one of these things. It's not like the other.
Quick question, though. I'm just curious, how many people lived with you? Like 6, 7, 8?
On the little air mattress.
On the air mattress.
Oh, man. No, I'm just me by myself in this little apartment.
At Lawrence and Damon.
Yeah.
How did you find this woman with the furnished apartment?
So crazy.
Door to door?
My girl worked in Orlando. Her talked to somebody whose cousin worked up here, found a place for me, $500, moved in. Only catch was I was there a month and the lady died. So she died after the first month of me being there. And because
she had no air conditioning.
Probably right.
She got hot.
Her kids came over and they liked me and I stayed for the rest of the year, but that was my first hi to Chicago.
Yeah, that makes us sound extraordinary. One bedroom or studio?
It was a one bedroom.
For $500?
$500.
Oh my God.
Fully furnished. I mean, I'm talking dishes. I'm talking silverware. $500.
Wait, did somebody die in that apartment?
I don't
know,
man, but I'll stay in there. For crack prices, I'm going. Come on, man.
Let's see what else we can get for crack prices. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Sidecarring tonight, our regular, one of our favorite guests, Elliot Serrano, joins us, our chief geek officer. You can follow him on Twitter at Elliot Serrano. That's 2 L's, 2 T's, 2 R's.
Because you can only spell Elliot with 2 T's. Again, I don't understand how anyone can drop the second T. That second T gives the first T meaning. It's like separating.
It's like a stutter, Elliot.
For our listeners, he is addressing Elliot with 1 T, our very good friend, who is the master talent list DJ from Disney World.
I'm
nailing that every single time.
I know, very good.
I'm almost belligerently saying it now, aren't I?
Angrily, almost.
Master talent list DJ from Disney World. Also joining us is the announcer of the Family Feud, Ruben Irvin. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Everything's doing well.
Both
I'm
of
so
you,
happy
sirs.
To be here. Oh, so happy to be here.
We're glad to have you.
Yeah, yeah.
I like when you put my V-Motas on. You're like, these are tiny, but they fit the right the place they need to.
No,
don't
they work. I have V-Motas, and they're adult size. And I don't know. What
I do have a small head. Many of my guests in the studio, I take a lot of selfies, and they always they're like, "Why is my head so big?" I'm like, "It's yeah, you're."
I just know the photo is going to come from the top shot down.
Yes, that's exactly. All I that's how I do. I'll make sure everyone looks appropriate sometimes. So Elliot Hansen is our guest who has brought Ruben in and introduced us tonight. You guys are working at BookCon tomorrow.
Correct. Yes.
Is it the whole weekend or just tomorrow?
Just tomorrow.
All right, because really, authors, how much do they have to say? They write it all down.
There you go.
There's a reason that they write things.
There you
it's
go.
Awkward. It's uncomfortable.
It's like C2E2 without the cosplay. That's what BookCon is like.
There should be cosplay at the...
Oh,
you
man.
Dress up as your characters from the books.
Just everybody Sherlock Holmes. Just everybody.
and Katniss.
There you go. Yeah.
A bunch of Katniss
like that.
Ones.
I like
and,
a lot. Yes.
Oh, what's the other book series?
We're not good at this.
No, Divergent.
Divergent, but no one reads Divergent.
And what are the things? I don't know the characters.
I don't know what they look like.
Insurgent. Mm-hmm.
So. Isn't there always talk of some Harry Potter book happening or something like that?
Oh, there are. There are two new ones.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Can you tell we're there for entertainment purposes only? I mean, I read books, but I'm going. Usually they have pictures in them. So we're going to go and... We're the pump up the party
this
guys.
This is perhaps the worst promo for a book convention I've ever done.
Yeah. I would dress as Four, by the way, and I would find a Triss. That is the movie you were talking about in the book series, Divergent.
Yes. See?
For anyone that needs to know.
Wait, there's a character called Four and a character, so it's Fortress?
No.
But together it's Fortress.
Yeah, we would go as Fortress.
I'm just saying.
See, you ruined all that for me.
I'm just kidding. You never thought of that?
Well, Triss is the main character, and then she talks to Four, so it's usually Triss Four, and that's not a word.
No.
I don't really think about it the other way.
Movies,
that's
I
my new password for my Mac.
Triss Four.
Because it's got a number in it and letters.
There you go.
You make sure you need a special character in there, too. Like, we'll make the four, make it a zero. The O in four, make it a zero.
Got it.
I love that we asked a lot of the authors to join us on the show this week, and none of them responded. We're getting a lot of that this week. Kamal Bell, he and I started in comedy together, and I sent him a message. I was like, you've got to come see us at WGN. He's like, I'd love to. What time are you on? So I wrote back, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Complete silence.
Meanwhile, here's the stage crew.
Yeah, right.
No, it is actually really funny. We reach out to the same people that some other shows on our own radio station also reach out to. Not
Jane
only
Lynch,
do they hear from the other shows
Jane
actually book these people.
I saw her yesterday.
We don't even get a response.
Yeah, no response. What time are you on? 2 p.m. 11 p.m. to 2 a.m.
It'll be an 11:30 live.
We should just from now on say 11 to 2. And then when they confirm,
right.
P.M.
Yes. Well, no, you already confirmed. I now have record of you confirming. That's my new policy, Craig, for you. I'm going to institute that right now.
My favorite thing about our time slot is when you weren't able to find a conference room at a hotel at 11 o'clock at night. Because they were all booked.
I had a woman refuse to give me a conference room to hook up my phone, my equipment, because she said all of the conference rooms were reserved at 11 p.m. And I have selfies in front of all those doors. I told Todd Manley about that today and told him I decided not to shame her because I have battles to pick. I was down there to shame politicians. I'm not going after the woman in charge of rentals at Abraham Lincoln.
I mean, take her down. Why not?
I still have the photos.
There you go.
I still have the photos.
Okay, in her defense.
Yes.
Who rents a conference room at 11 o'clock at night? If I'm running a hotel room and someone says, I want a conference room from 11 to 2, some freaky stuff's going to happen in there. That's what I'd be thinking.
See, but at the Hyatt, they gave me a butler when I did the show from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. There was a guy bringing me water on a tray, and he had like a little towel over his wrist. And
During the show.
He was dabbing my face while I was talking.
During the show, you did not call him a butler. You called him your water boy.
I did not call him my water boy. My valet. Yeah. I meant to say valet. My water guy. Yeah, I meant to say butler. I'll fix all of it when we come back. More after this on 720 WGN. Hey, Elliot, our master talentless DJ from Disney World. How often do you have to play this song, just out of curiosity?
I haven't played this song in probably 2 or 3 years.
Isn't it Friday like every week? What do you play on Fridays then? What is a man?
This is how we do it.
Yeah. Wait.
This is how we do it.
As a professional DJ, are you saying you don't play a lot of Rebecca Black? That's not something heavy.
Yeah,
heavy.
No, I
fair
can't.
Enough, fair enough. Yeah.
I can't say I play a lot of. Oh, they watch me whip. They watch me nay nay.
I hate that song so much.
I never understood that. I never understood how that became a craze.
I whip my hair back and forth.
Do you?
I whip my.
That's about 3 years ago too.
Yeah, you go.
I'm old. Okay.
No.
I'm old.
No, not yet. Almost, but not quite. It was just your birthday. Actually, you know what? You can open your present if you want. You have. I brought you. It was your birthday last week. Last year, I bought Elliot a present about 6 months too late. But to be fair, it was a Chewbacca onesie, like a pajama.
I unfortunately have seen him wear the onesie.
You said you liked it.
So I.
And you asked me to wear
the world's most awkward cosplay.
Well, there was a moment where you said it was almost as though it could have either been Chewbacca or
Fozzie the Bear.
Fozzie Bear. You take the little bandolier strip off the front, and I put a hat on, and I look like Fozzie.
Waka waka.
Elliot, do you remember the way that you told him you liked it? Was it more like, oh, man, no, that, I love it. It's great.
Yeah, probably something like that.
The tone of it.
No, looks good. You should definitely wear that in public.
Here, grab your. You have a bag. You have a bag.
Anything that starts, oh, no, is a lie.
I'm not sure which one I put on top. Well, the bag is just a bag. Yeah.
So if you're looking on the stream on WGNRadio.com.
It says death on it, by the way.
Really?
That's insane. That is
the life side of the bag. So it's a colored bag. It's got...
It's a repurposed bag.
Yeah,
I you're the first person I thought that would be okay to give that bag to.
Life
I got that
death.
From like a relative. I'm pretty sure it was from an in-law. Who, by the way, also gave me this ring. I was telling everybody about this at the Billy Goat. I've told you this story, Craig. She bought me a ring that basically looks like a bar of soap on my finger. So I only wear this once in a while in the hopes that someone will go, oh, I love that ring, so I can give it to them. This is my hope, and yet no one has ever said a word about this ring.
Except that ring, don't you?
Does anybody? Anyone? Do you? Oh, here you go.
She loves it. Here. She look at it. She was envying your ring. She was like, no,
Someone at home right now is getting in the car and driving down here.
Hey. She's like, oh, I didn't. Yeah, no, seriously, it's yours. Yeah, you can.
And it just happened! Yay!
Yay!
That's amazing.
And mission accomplished. I've had that ring for almost 8 years. It's got a lot of good karma on it. You go ahead and open your presents for your birthday.
Right. So this is the one that was on karma. This is the one that was on top.
All right, that's the one. That's so much.
I will
paper.
Add to the radio.
Wait, open the other one first.
The other one?
Yeah.
I do not like the way you're opening your gifts.
You sound like my wife because you have a specific order and things must be open.
Only because Griffin and Steve were like, I don't think that looks like what it's supposed to look like. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that one? You don't have that one already,
no,
do you?
I don't know. I don't have this one.
Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm. No, it's like it's a...
Uh-huh.
Hold on. I'm
yeah, you're
getting
a picture and he's trying to talk at the same time while holding up his gift.
Thank you. And it's a... Gonna hate haters are. Yeah, it's a...
It's a
pretty good, pretty cool, awesome. Where is this from?
It's from Snorg's Tea. Snorg.
Oh,
yeah.
Way cool.
Fair, thank you.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, that is cool.
I hope nobody steals it.
I'll pretend I didn't see it. As the representative from Lucasfilm, I did not see.
Now, while you're going to the next one, Elliot with one T, I have a question for you as a wearer of a baseball hat right now. Which also is a Star Wars hat?
Yes, no, it is. Yes,
that's a Jedi. That's
Craig, you have a gift also in the producer's booth.
You told me.
Yeah, if you can grab that.
Okay,
I'll talk to Elliot for one moment about his baseball hat. How often would you say you wear a baseball hat?
100% of the time.
And how often? 100%, never without the hat. How often would you say you wash your hats?
Probably when they look like they need to be washed. One I've gotten faded very well, actually.
So you don't want to wash it because you're worried about
it? Because now it looks...
And now it has character. It has
people
a story.
Pay for hats to look like this.
Exactly. It has a
it's
life
It's always
now.
Good to talk about things that we're looking at on the radio.
It's okay. WGMRadio.com. That'll teach them. Craig does not wash his hats. I have bought him a hat cage I've heard you can actually put it in the dishwasher. I don't know if you have a dishwasher.
No, you don't want to do the dishwasher.
No, too hot.
Why is that?
Just a washing machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that keeps the shape of the hat. No?
I'm still not going
to. I put it in the dishwasher. I'm just telling everybody. I put it in the dishwasher, and it stays fine. You just can't let it dry in the dishwasher.
I agree with that.
You
got
to hang it up.
I'm still not going to wash it. My wife will still wash it, but she will probably use this.
And look what the marketing on the what it says on the front. Turn it around. It says something great. It says, your hat is?
Your cap's dirty. Wash it. That's in all caps with exclamation points. It's got character. That's not good.
I know, right? Yeah,
Betty.
I don't know. Once it starts looking anywhere near that, I got to get rid of it. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got to get rid of it?
Yeah, but yours still has the tags on
it. You're damn right
stuff.
They do. #blackguy. I'm telling you right now, I need...
Hashtag dangling tag black guy.
Yes. Yes. I need y'all to know I just bought this. I'm trying to tell.
Y'all know Minnie Pearl started that whole thing, right? You know, she had the little hats, the little straw hats.
Look at Craig's opening. It is kind of big. I have to tell you, I bought two of those. One for you, one for me, because I also wear baseball hats and don't feel I wash mine enough. Look, he's trying to figure out how this is supposed to. You're not going to wear it in the cage. Also, this is good for radio. No, it's a good look. It's a good look.
Thank you for my gift. That came... I'm really happy about this. I can't put my headphones on anymore.
So how often do Ruben and I have to come till we start getting gifts?
I don't need no gift. The gift is let me sit here and do this.
We have cocktails coming also, Ruben.
Merry Christmas.
The weather's like Christmas outside.
Yeah, man. Go.
Our friends from Mojo. Is it Mojo Bar on Mojo Bar and Grill on Irving Park Road. That's up in the Irving Park neighborhood, and they're making cocktails. They've got some pomegranate martinis, Mojo mules, and B-52 shots. Sounds like we're on a lot of trouble. So glad I didn't drive. I think we're going to disperse this evenly amongst us. Well, I've come up with a schedule. I think Rob Martier will be able to have one of these during the weekend windup. We'll see who we have left during What's in the Box, but we'll catch up with our friends from Mojo's. And, of course, we have Ruben, Elliot, and Elliot in the studio. It's pretty late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, and Craig is looking for all the Friday night songs, trying to see which one Elliot with one T might be his song for his jam. Do you have a jam? What's your jam?
I could not play that one because she says bad lyrics, and I work at Walt Disney World.
What does she say? Song. Tell me what she says. Tell me in my ear. I don't know the lyrics.
You
know,
it's not a.
You see what I did there? I didn't play any of those lyrics.
I know. I noticed that you played it from the hook.
Thank you.
Speaking of bad words, we went to go. Not bad words. It's a really bad. It's a terrible transition. But we saw our new favorite band, Nelson Street Revival, at Space in Evanston, and they did one of look, I like Hollaback Girl, I don't care what anybody says, but they did a blues version of it with all the language. The first time I realized that there was bad language, because I heard it on the radio all the time. I bought the CD, I'm in my car, got Griffin in the back seat in his car seat, and I didn't know she was saying bad words. And he was like, Griffin goes, what did he say, mommy? And I go, ship. She has a ship. She's a pirate. She says the ship is bananas. And so Griffin kept asking me to play that pirate song. And yeah, I didn't know. But they did a great job tonight out at Space. Thank you to some of our listeners who we saw there tonight. So much fun. Really one of the best bands. If you have a chance, go see them. They've got some events coming up. But we have an event this weekend with BookCon. We have Rob is from Mojo. We have Ruben Irvin, who is the announcer, the official announcer of Family Feud. Also works with Steve Harvey right here at these studios.
Yep. Yeah, I'm the warm-up guy on that show.
How's it being the warm-up guy? I mean, I was at a show for Bill Maher. I was at a taping.
Yeah.
And one of the great moments that I saw was one of the panelists like was kind of mocking the situation. Yeah. And Bill Maher goes, no. That he's got a job to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you got to keep the energy up, and because people get like antsy, they're there for hours.
Yeah. No. That's why
your voice sounds like that.
No, exactly. I didn't know it was a job until I got it. I really didn't. I didn't know what a warm-up guy was, but. The fact that, I mean, no matter what the subject matter is, you got to keep people going for hours on end. I do, I do Bachelor, too, out in L.A., and, you know, no matter if somebody's crying in the corner in the breaks, we got to do the cha-cha slide. Like, I got to get these people back up. Like,
she's got to fix her mascara, but let's do this.
We got to keep going because we're going to be here for hours, you know?
Yeah.
And I really do love my job. I do. I get to throw a party a couple times a day and they pay me money.
Yeah,
so
no kidding. And so,
wait a minute. The Bachelor, what do you do for the TV show, The Bachelor?
Anytime there's a reunion show, anytime there's like the Women Tell All or the Final Rose.
Okay, for the last 4 years, I've been forced to watch every Bachelor and Bachelorette because my wife loves it, but I'm a huge fan of that show now. That is awesome.
Yeah. So,
and there's always crying.
Yes, exactly. It's The Bachelor.
Can we talk about the magic that's happening behind us as well while we're telling the story? Luda is making pomegranate martinis as we speak. How great is this?
This is the best jalapeno thing ever.
What was that?
Jalapeno.
Oh, jalapeno. Yeah. Is that why you got up and danced, Elliot?
Yes.
I thought she said pomegranate.
When she said jalapeno, I went... Oh, and they all looked at me like, wow.
My mouth just started watering because I also am a big fan of the jalapeno cocktails. Oh, wow, look at that. That's kind of chunky even.
I've never had a jalapeno cocktail.
Do you like jalapenos? I'm a little worried about you with having a jalapeno cocktail. He doesn't care. He's like, just a moment.
We just
now.
Have to be at BookCon at 9:30 in the morning.
It's all
you
fine.
You
gotta
worry about me. That's what 5-hour energy shots are for. Let's get it.
So you have found something that you didn't even know was a job. Elliot, how did you find out that throwing a party at Disney World was even a job, being the master talentless DJ that you are?
I saw a DJ when I was out there on my college program, and I went up and talked to him and was like, oh my gosh, how'd you get your job? And he told me to get lost.
Well, and that's appropriate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, realistically, I walked up to him and was like, how do I get your job? Like, and I'm sure people do that to you too all the time. Like, oh my God, Patty, I love listening to you on the radio. How do I get to be like you? And
nobody ever asked me that. They don't know where to find me.
Elliot actually taught me how to DJ.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
really?
Many years ago, I was working for Nickelodeon. He was doing a gig out there, and he saw me. Like, hey, you want to MC for my company? We were for a couple of months. He taught me how to DJ. And, hey, I'm in Chicago now, making a lot of money, so it's okay.
Wow, he's a good friend to have.
I have a couple people. I have 15 people that work for me back in Orlando. So,
does anyone ask you, as the DJ, how do I get that job now?
Yes, and I'm a lot nicer, but one of the guys literally came up to me and said, hey, man, I can do what you do. And I was like, all right, cool.
All right.
Kind of a jerk thing to say, but give me your phone number, and we'll see if that's true or not. And now he's one of my top guys. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you being all open to opportunity.
My favorite. Why not, man? People coming to me, especially when I came to Chicago, hey, man, do you think Steve would be okay if I did a set before you did your warm-up? So you want to basically audition for my job while I'm on the clock. No, this is not happening.
No. Lay down the rules. We also have with us in studio Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer, introducing you to someone I've known for a very long time, Rob Austin, who is marketing, would you say social media director?
Exactly.
Social media director for Mojo Bar and Grill on Irving Park Road. Irving and
Sacramento.
Irving and Sacramento.
2958, to be precise.
2958. I consider it to be Irving Park Road and Mojo Bar and Grill is the intersection right there.
I think that's the perfect way to think about it.
And I like to make it sound unique every single time, Craig, as though I've made it up on the spot. I think it works out well that way.
It's new to me.
It is. That's always his best. I met Rob, and we can't say what school because Steve will lose his mind. My husband will lose his mind on if I do that. We're very protective about talking about where our kids go to school.
No, good idea.
So Rob and we were lined up for the first day of kindergarten, and we were standing there, and you were. It's funny. We must have the kind of faces where people just talk to us all the time. Do you have that?
Yes.
Yeah. But
or I'm doing a lot of the talking.
But yeah, you. But I mean, like, Elliot, you know that I wear it all close to the vest, right? I'll share everything. Rob comes up, and we start talking to him, and he goes, "Yeah, I just got fired by my stepfather." I'm like, I don't even know what just happened. You'd gone through kind of a traumatic experience. You'd driven down to Arizona. I mean, I remember this. It's been now 8 years,
mm-hmm.
and I still remember this. Because you and I have very similar families.
Yes,
a lot of pain and quiet anger. I mean, listen, I'm giving away jewelry for my in-laws. A lot of therapy. My therapist is writing a book, so I fired her.
I don't think Nadia really understands. She legit gave you that.
I legit gave you that.
I mean, that's yours. You're leaving with it.
Yeah, and feel free to pass it on to somebody else who likes it. The trick is to just wear it until someone tells you they like it. She's like, I didn't tell you I did. I know, but it sounded like you did. She's like, I didn't say that. It's what I heard. It's what I heard. Huh?
It's all in my eyes.
It was in your eyes. Yes, you were coveting. Thank you. Who said it? You did?
No.
Who said?
I don't
dudes.
Covet anything.
There's so many dudes on microphones right now. Poor Luda. When she's done with that martini, we'll have her on before the news. Here, you don't have to make the next drink. Come on over and sit down. Let's take a break and disperse some of the cocktails. We will catch up with our friends more after this on 7:20. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. It is Friday night, which means we are having way more fun than we probably should. But you know what? I don't think the FCC has anything to say about the tremendous drinks that Luda is making for us. So far, we've had jalapeno. We've had jalapeno margarita. Martinis. What is it called?
Margaritini.
It is a margaritini. So I was halfway there. It has all the makings of a margarita, but it's delivered in the style of a martini. There we go. And she's the bartender extraordinaire. Only because because that's how we feel right now about her, don't we, Ruben?
Luda. Say her name.
Luda.
Luda.
From Mojo.
Deep with it.
Bar and Grill on Irving Park Road. How you doing? Have you tried the Mojo
I've tried everything
mule?
Over here.
How's the mule?
This is, yes. This is yes.
It is yes.
Yes.
See, and I was just saying earlier that my name is no.
Go on, you know, opposite.
His voice also sounds better. Just I want to make sure to mention
that. I know.
That.
That's the whole thing. It like, is apparently magical. This alcohol is magical. You know what? I just got
it's you were looking for solutions. Now you have one.
There it is.
You're going to need to hire her to make you these martinis before every Family Feud thing.
Oh, that's going to go over very well.
No, you gotta just tell Steve, yeah. I need my voice back. This brings my voice back.
For that time I had a job. Yeah. Right.
You're going to be doing lots of guest spots on the show. Your schedule is suddenly open.
Elliot's trying to get a brother fired, man. Why are you trying to put another black man out of a job? Help us out over here, man. Come on.
Hey, Ruben, how do I get you a job? How do I do that?
Here, have a martini. We don't have bartenders for crew. It's his talent.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you ever? So, do you have a dressing room?
For a talk show, no. For Family Feud and a couple other ones, yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't. I'm never in it. I mean, it's kind of just.
It's a placeholder. Well, plus you have to have it. You in that contract, you got to make sure.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you all of a sudden aren't getting it.
Yes.
And they start taking away other things.
Yes. I mean, it's nice for when my family comes, they can sit in there and watch the show. But other than that, I mean. I wear a suit. I come in the suit. I leave in the suit. So there's no really point in getting dressed up.
I've got to say, and I've seen Ruben working behind the scenes. For folks who don't understand, the dude keeps the ship going.
Yeah, man.
You don't see that on air, but all that energy that you see when the camera comes back on, how the audience is, that is a result of your hard work.
So well, thank you, man.
I'm really impressed by that.
Well, that's how we got hooked up with this whole Elliot and I got hooked up with the whole BookCon, C2E2, mm-hmm. Comic-Con stuff is because, you know, he and I share a talent, which is we have the ability to make the people around us have a good time. And thankfully, it's been... Just gonna send my kids to college, so
nice.
Keep that going.
That's how I met these guys. It was the Stan Lee panel.
C2E2,
and we were working, and you were trying to get that crowd into things, and I showed up with a bag full of DVDs.
Yes, they got real into it real quick. Free, you say free. Ooh, people go crazy for free. They don't even want it, but it's free, Lord. Jesus, it's free.
You got that Wolverine dude, like, doing that dance and stuff. I was like, wow.
I have an ability to make people do dumb things.
But make them feel good about it. That's the trick. If you make people do dumb things and they're mad at you, then you go home feeling like,
I'm not that guy. I enjoy people having a good time. So.
Well, now, where did you grow up?
I am an Air Force brat, so I grew up all over. Actually, my whole family's military. My brother's a Marine. My father was in the Air Force. My sister's in the Army. And I did none of that. But
there has to be somebody.
I branched out. Mostly Orlando. That's how Elliot and I met. And then now I'm here. So.
And you were saying earlier that your brother's in the Marines.
Yeah.
And Elliot, with one T, was saying that the first time he met me, the first story I told you, I believe, was personal. And Rob Austin, who is the social media director at Mojo Bar and Grill at 2958 North Irving Park. West Irving Park Road. Why do I make it north?
You're going every direction.
It's a north side. The first time I met Elliot, I told him about my experience at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego. They had me doing the bayonet course. And there's a lot going on when you're running with a rifle, full fatigues, you're yelling and running in the sand, and I've had two kids, and they were yelling at me. I'm like, guys, you know I'm never going to be a Marine, right? Yeah,
they wouldn't give you that experience, though.
There are moments that I know when to prepare myself, like in a bouncy house. If I'm going to go in a bouncy house with my kids, I know I got to clench. I got to go ahead and just I got to squeeze my Kegels. And right now, I'm going to do it now, just so in case I ever do a bayonet course again. I'm ready. 9:10.
This was my introduction to Patty Vasquez. As we're climbing the stair, the never-ending stairwell in this building perfect spot.
Okay, so you're telling people.
To the locked office.
You said one of the first stories I told, but one of the first things I made you do was climb stairs. Craig,
it's terrible when she makes you do that. It's the worst.
See, when you escaped that, the first thing I did was give you martinis.
Thank you.
You're like, here's the green room. Have a seat.
I don't know if Ruben completely escaped that. There are stairs here.
Oh, you want to go on the stairwells with me?
Oh, no.
The end of the night.
Not even a little bit.
Doing stairs
he's got too. He's got asthma, you know.
There was one night we were doing a show, and I asked Craig to go do the stairs with me at 2 in the morning. He said no. He said his name was no.
I'm pretty sure I did one time. Didn't
you
we
did
do
one time? Yeah.
2 o'clock stairs.
I've taken so many people into that stairwell.
I know.
Hello.
Yeah, it's not special
at all. It's not fun at all.
No.
It is a lot of climbing. Yeah. There's a lot of heavy breathing.
Yeah.
But not heavy breathing like you want to be heavy breathing. Yeah. Like out of breath because The air is thin.
Didn't you feel like you had accomplished something?
No. I was sore the next day.
I do the Fight for Air Climb with the American Lung Association, so we train in the stairwells, and I try to keep it up. I have a new thing I've told you about, Angry Ballet. I do this thing called the Bar Method and Pure Bar. I went to a thing called Pure Bar, and it's just constant. I've done CrossFit for a year. Yeah. This made me weep. I was just laying on the floor going, why are you doing this to me?
Why do you keep doing all these horrible things?
She's like, you do.
She's like, CrossFit.
Like so much effort.
Marines.
Just the effort.
Stairs.
Man.
Why do you hate yourself?
We're going to come give you a hug. Fist pump tomorrow. I'm going to be out of breath. I don't understand.
Oh, my God. I don't know why. You know what you need at Mojo, by the way, at Mojo Bar and
Do
Grill?
Tell.
Could you guys get like a vintage arcade game, like a Pac-Man or an Asteroid game?
I'll work on that.
What do you have a, do they have like, it's a, you have one game there, don't you? Isn't there like, is there a dart?
We've got a dartboard.
Dartboard. Yeah.
Can you get the Indiana Jones pinball machine? Because that will draw me into any bar.
I am also curious why more bars don't have ping pong tables. That seems like a fun thing to have at a bar.
And a recipe for table. Yeah, chase that ball. little help. Everyone, all day long. Little help.
Like even
the
outside.
The only thing you do with a pinball table is put your laundry on it. Like that's
and ping pong table?
Purpose.
Ping pong.
That's what I said, right?
No, you said pinball.
Ping pong. Oh, ping
that's
pong.
All right.
Yeah, ping pong.
Do they have any lovely outdoor space? This bar?
We're working on that.
Okay. It's, when you get some, you're also going to add that ping pong table, and everybody's going to be there.
Done.
Bocce.
Cornhole.
Yeah, why is bocce big right now? We have good friends of the show from Knife and Tine that love bocce.
Yeah.
I've played it with our friend Carissa Schaefer of Knife and Tine, one of my favorite people on the planet. She has a bocce court in the back of her yard. She has a massive yard, and you throw balls at other balls to knock balls around.
Okay. Sounds enthralling.
It's just balls knocking balls around.
I don't know if I want to play that.
I don't know. I just. It's a lot of. 2016,
you get with them balls.
It's a lot of ball flinging. Is all I'm saying.
Come on.
All right. You know what? It's about to get even more interesting. 312-981-7200. We are about to play What's in the Box every week. On Friday night, we play What's in the Box. And we will explain the rules after this, but you need to know we have prizes to give away. We have a pair of tickets to the producers running through June at the Mercury Theater. And we also have an Apt Electronics gift card. I have 3 gifts left to give away, don't I, Craig? What do I do? Do I give them all away now? Or we still give people a choice of tickets, of items. Okay.
We'll give people a choice, and then we'll give one other prize away at some other point.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Unless someone does extra credit, and that's entirely possible. We never
By the
know.
Way, are we definitely going to play What's in the Box with just guys on microphones?
I'm just curious. There's some ladies in the room that
there
can
are ladies in the room.
Okay.
Luda, may I ask you, and I'll find some that aren't too bad. Will you do a little bit of like artistic reading for us? They're very short.
You just have to read something on a piece of paper.
You have a beautiful voice, and we'd love to.
Did new ones. I even did new ones.
Roger, you're still going to read. We're not having Luda do all of them, sir.
No, that's okay. What? She can do them all.
Are you pouting?
No, not at all. I'm just saying there's fresh ones. She can do them.
Well, you have to send them to me so we can print.
I did.
Can you send them to Craig?
I did.
All right, then. So you're saying you would like Luda to read yours?
Why not?
Yes.
What's Absolutely. Happening? Why are you taking over my game?
No, I'm not. I'm just...
Not you. I'm talking to Rob Austin, the social media director at Mojo Bar and Grill. That was so funny. I was like, Roger, we always do yours. I would never not do your reviews.
I figured you want her to be involved, and I got brand fresh new ones today.
Are you accusing me of recycling my
no,
old
not at
crusty?
All. I recycled mine for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, you did too?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't. Sorry. I don't. I totally. Mine are all brand new.
Always.
I mean, a person can burn their retinas reading these things.
I put some good ones together.
And the thing is, like, I don't have that much. I don't have enough batteries in my house to keep me going. 312-981-7200. We need 2 contestants for What's in the Box. We have 2 tickets to the producers. We have a gift card from Apt Electronics and a gift card from Lou Malnati's. Go to loumalnati's.com to find out about all the great pizza locations in the Chicagoland area. You can go to aptelectronics.com and you can go to the Mercury Theater website for more information about the producers. 312-981-7200. Let's play What's in the Box after this.
People in the houses all went to the university where they were put in boxes and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers.
This is my... I love so many of the versions. Every time you play one, I'm like, this is my favorite version. Every single time. We are playing What's in the Box. Joining us us tonight. Rob Martyr, thank you so much for coming down and hanging out with us.
It's good to be here.
How's your Mojo Mule?
It's fantastic.
Mojo Bar and Grill.
I've got my mojo.
Luda has worked her magic on your mojo. Mm-hmm. That all sounds crazy.
Taking a sip right now.
And it seems appropriate for this segment. Rob Austin, who is the social media director for Mojo Bar and Grill, joins us as well to play What's in the Box. He's blushing. I didn't know that you could turn that shade of pink. Do you have any concerns?
Too many to list.
I tried to give you the most tame ones. I really did. There's a couple over here that I might give to Ruben if he wants to read them. I have tiebreakers, Ruben, just so you know.
Okay.
Ruben, you have your stack of reviews.
Yes.
And we also have, so Ruben Irvin, who is the announcer for the Family Feud. We also have Elliot Hansen, who is the master talentless DJ at Disney World. See, look at that. And he is in, both of them are going to be at BookCon tomorrow at McCormick Place.
Yep.
And go find them. They'll be entertaining you with music and humor and directing you to all the important authors that you should be talking to. Elliot Serrano and I have decided that we're going to nap in tomorrow. Is that what we decided?
I'm definitely napping. I'm probably going to nap behind the stage where Elliot and Ruben are going to work.
Can we get a blankie back there? Would that be all right?
I got a Snuggie.
You got a Snuggie? Oh.
Come on now.
I
have a Wonder
onesie.
Woman Snuggie. I can bring my Wonder
Woman
Snuggie.
Well, I have a Transformer Snuggie.
All right, then we'll duke it out. Let's see who wins this. And Elliot Serrano joins us as well for this week's What's in the Box. First on the line is Derek. Hi, Derek. How are you doing?
Nope, it's Eric. How are you?
Hi, Eric. I've heard it both ways.
Okay, that's it.
Is it Eric with a K? Pardon?
Yeah, with a K. Yep, I steal your show all the time.
Aw, well, thank you for calling in. Have you heard us play What's in the Box then?
Yep, I sure have.
So let me check and see if Sue is familiar with the game. Hi, Sue, how are you doing?
Good.
Excellent. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yes.
Oh, so we have two listeners who are familiar with our game. For those of you who do not know, I do a lot of shopping online. Actually, I bought Craig's gift online as well as Elliot's. Craig, your gift got very good reviews, but according to Elliot, it's not the hat cage is not as efficient as you would hope it would be.
Oh,
so
I was excited about my wife using this.
Well, let's see. Maybe there's something online you should buy for her that would be more exciting.
There we go.
Including the types of items that we were talking about tonight. I shop for a lot of things, and like I said, Elliot's T-shirts. You know, people give reviews for everything from those items to phones and, you know, glassware maybe. Appliances and adult toys were the ones that caught my attention because they often sound oddly similar, or you couldn't really tell which ones are for which. So our game is to read reviews from different websites, and our listeners, our contestants, Eric and Sue, will tell us if it is an appliance or an adult toy. We have several prizes for the win, both of them actually. The winner will have a choice, and the consolation prizes will be the ones left over. We have tickets to the producers at Mercury Theater. We have a gift card to Lou Malnati's. Go to loumalnati's.com for more information about the best pizza in Chicago. And we also have an Apt Electronics gift card. Go to aptelectronics.com or stop by the store and say hi to our good friend Steve Shapiro. So we're going to start off with Roger, because I know that Roger has dug up a bunch of new ones. Can you please read your first review for Eric, Roger?
Okay. All right, Eric. Again, your answer is going to be a toy or an appliance. Here we go. And I'm going to read it as it was written. We often have these. This was all in caps. So all right. Somebody was real happy on this review. Mm-hmm. This was a very nice holiday treat to have around the house that everyone enjoyed. Lots of fun with friends and family.
Were they excited or reading to a relative who had hard of hearing?
Might have been both.
Okay, just so. For
real.
What do you think, Eric?
For all that excitement, I'm going to say a toy.
And it would be, I'll say it in the way it was written, an appliance.
There you go. Sorry, Eric. So that's our first review. We have Rob Martyr reading for Sue.
All right, Sue, you ready?
Yep.
There is a detailed instruction booklet that comes with colored pictures on how to operate this machine and various tips.
I'm going to say an appliance.
What did you say, Sue? I'm sorry.
Appliance.
Patty, what did she guess? I got to get my headphones on.
Oh, I'm sorry. She guessed an appliance.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Right away, Sue. Good job. I'll get them.
Here, I got you right there. Congratulations, Sue. She got it right. Here you go.
Thank you.
Here, wait. Hold on a second. We're doing some technical work back here. I'm not a good roadie. I really am not. Here we go. We have Sue is on the board with one. Congratulations, Sue. And we have Rob reading the next review for Eric.
Okay, Eric, here you go. It's short and sweet.
That's what she said.
That, no, she would never say that.
Powerful little thing. Just remember to pull out the paper inside.
Oh, Lord.
Is that a toy or an appliance?
What do you think, Eric?
I'm going to go an appliance.
Afraid not. That's actually a toy.
Oh.
Okay, well.
It's in the battery compartment. Sometimes people forget that they, because otherwise the contact won't complete if you have the paper still inside the battery. I'm not saying this from experience. Ruben, will you please read? Sorry, Eric. Will you please read for Sue?
Woo, this top of the line product. Once you try it, you won't settle for less.
Read it again.
Will you please read it again?
Woo, this is a top of the line product. Once you try it, you won't settle for less.
Sue, what do you think?
Oh, I'm going to say a toy.
You are correct.
And all of a sudden, we all push our reviews toward Ruben.
I know. How do I follow that?
Read this one. Read this one. All right, Elliot. I feel so bad. I've been you before, by the way.
It's okay. I'm good.
I like your the way y'all describe things. For someone who cannot see, you guys do a good job.
Aww. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate that.
Was listening to your
caller, Judy.
Caller, yes.
Yes.
When she called in, and I'm, you know, visually impaired as well,
mm-hmm.
and so that affects me a lot.
Have you gotten any notice that they're going to be closing down any other libraries for the visually impaired?
No. See, no. Your show was the first show that I've actually heard this on,
mm-hmm.
but I lost my transportation, the PACE door-to-door service for the PACE people, you know, that come from door-to-door to pick you up and take you, like, to different places. And I went to Schedule Right one day when I was in school, and that's when I found out that they no longer serve my area, that I had to live in a 3/4 mile. They never sent me a letter.
Where are you? What's your area?
South suburbs.
All right. We're going to go down to Springfield in 2 weeks. So I am, like I said, I'm trying to get a list going. So I appreciate you telling me about that. So that's the PACE rides in the south suburbs, and they're kind of narrowing down the area that they serve.
Basically, and they haven't sent nobody no letters or nothing to tell them about the, you know, that you had to live in a 3/4 mile.
Right.
You find this out after you schedule your ride, to try to schedule your ride, and then they tell you, oh, by the way, I don't serve your area.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And I appreciate you telling me that, too, by the way. And anything that comes up for both Eric and any of our listeners who are finding that there are funds or services that are being cut back, please let us know. I was serious about trying to get more information. Go to pattyhappens@gmail. Email me at pattyhappens@gmail.com. That's Patty with an I. You can also text us because we are taking that information as well. Oh, thank you, Eric. And so I'm glad that we keep you giggling at night. Can we have Elliot read your review?
Sure.
Excellent. Here you go. Hold on 1 second. Here we go.
All right, Eric, here we go. If there was a fire in my house after saving my dog, this might be the next thing I save. That's right. If there was a fire in my house after saving my dog, this might be the next thing I save, toy or appliance.
Oh, boy.
You know what? Now, Eric, you know me. If you listen to the show, you know what it would be for me. You know, and you know that. Come on, Eric.
So you would probably be an appliance.
Oh, Eric.
No, it's a toy.
It's a toy. We haven't described my Lalo. Hold on a second. Let me. Oh, Eric. All right. I hope I didn't mislead you on that one, but I. All right.
It was still good.
I'm glad to hear that. So we still have Sue at 2. Eric is lagging a little bit behind. We have to take a break here. Sue, Eric, can you hold on during the news?
Sure,
I will.
Oh, excellent. Craig, do we have a break before the news?
To be a part of it, New York.
What are you doing, Craig? This is
Roger,
not the theme music. This is not the theme music.
During Craig. His sports just now.
Oh.
What did you say, Roger?
Yeah, what did you say, Roger?
I forgot you.
You said the White Sox beat the Yankees.
Right, and I said, yay.
as a newsman, is the yay appropriate? I ask Rob Martyr.
I was clearing my throat.
Oh, Rob can't. Rob Austin can't hear.
I wouldn't necessarily say yay, but I did put an extra emphasis on the fact that the White Sox did beat your Yankees last night.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Worst DJ ever.
Yeah, yeah, I would emphasize that the Yankees are really bad this year.
Hey, they're getting a little better.
Not much.
Go ahead and put your hat in the baseball cap cage.
You need to wash that hat. That's
the
problem.
Wash that hat?
Got to wash it. If you wash it, their luck will change.
The hat looks great.
Why, thank you, my good
friend.
Hey,
we have contestants on the line. We have Eric and Sue, who are both in the middle of a raging battle of what's in the box. It's a face-off. It's a 2-0, though. And that's a close game. That's still a close game. That's just two. Sue, are Cubs or Sox?
Oh, Cubs.
Eric?
Cubs. My grandfather was a Cubs fan.
A Cubs fan? Oh, there you go. And that's a thing. It's sometimes who you grew up with, right? What your influences are. So we left off with Elliot. So we are at Elliot reading for, where were we?
I'm reading for Sue, I believe.
I believe you're correct.
All right. Ready,
right?
Sue?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Am I ready? All right. Here's your review. Wow. It is really as powerful as they say. It's amazing. Going refurbished is the way to go, my friends.
I'm going to say appliance.
That is correct. Yes, it's an appliance. Good job.
Thank God.
Right?
Gross.
Hey, you know, science is an amazing thing. Man. Oh, we have Luda now joining us on our panel.
Hi.
She will be reading for Eric.
Okay, I ready? Fantastic purchase and great value.
One more time. Oh.
Fantastic purchase and great value.
Mm. Mm. Straight to the point.
I want to buy this thing.
Go either way.
What is it?
What do you think? Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is good.
I know. This one's a tough one.
I know. It's either one or the other.
I know. We got a 50-50 shot. It's tough.
Well, I'm going to say an appliance, but...
Do you want to say appliance? Or...
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to go with.
Appliance?
No.
Aww.
Oh. Oh, man.
Sorry, Eric.
Sorry. It's toy.
Hey, it's always fun to be a contestant. And look, the game is not over. I feel like we're all like feeling sorry for Eric, but he's in it.
But here's the thing. When she went, no, I suddenly flashed back on every date I've ever been on. Because it was exactly like that. No.
Oh, that's so sad.
Can we isolate her no and just slow it down? No. Okay, we've got, now Sue is up again. We have Roger reading for Sue.
Okay. This was a gift for my sister for her wedding shower, and she loved it. Great size and not heavy, and it works great. She loves it, and I've used it with her, and I'm getting one as well.
Sorry. Please, 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 please.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say appliance.
Thank
you. You would be correct.
I was glad she said appliance because I'm like, what kind of parties does Sue go to?
Yeah. What kind of sister do I have?
Jerry.
That's a Chicago thing, isn't it?
I believe it is a Chicago thing.
Yep.
Next break.
Yep.
We have Rob Martyr is reading for Eric.
All right, Eric. Here we go. Purchased this as a gift for my mom. At first, I was a little hesitant in purchasing this because of some of the reviews, but I'm so glad I did anyways.
A toy.
Ding, ding, ding. Hey, well done, Eric.
Hey, Eric's
nicely
got,
done.
Eric is on the board. Should we take a quick break here and flip in another reader? Let's do that. We have a guest in the green room. When we come back, April Macy will be joining us for What's in the Box. More after this on 720 WGN.
That's a green one. And a pink one, and a blue one, and a yellow one. And they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Once again, Craig, the off-air show is surpassing what we do on the air. And yet, I don't think the WGN radio would want me to put out there what happens.
No. April Macy is now in studio.
Joined us in studio. Hi, April Macy.
Hello, everybody.
I was very excited when I realized both What's in the Box and April Macy would be happening at the same time.
It is very exciting.
It is very exciting. Have you been here for What's in the Box?
I have not.
And I explained it to you off the air.
And I like it.
We have two contestants in a death battle over What's in the Box, okay. As it should be, don't you think?
I feel like there always should be death battles.
We have Eric and Sue who are on the line, and I'm really hoping that someone remember. I believe Eric was last. He's on the board with one. Sue has three. Is that correct, everybody? Around the room? Yes?
Yeah.
All right, then. So it's time for April Macy is going to read for Sue.
All right.
I've given her one to choose from. She's fresh off the stage at Zany's, so I didn't mean to put so much pressure and throw things at you. Here, read this.
Oh, ready? Okay, here we go. Speed counts. I'm a busy mom. I can't wait 30 minutes for a machine to work.
I think Ruben's been topped.
What do you think, Sue?
It's an appliance.
Is it an appliance?
It's an appliance.
Oh. See, I'm the same way, though. Either way, that's really kind of a toss-up. Sue, you were awfully quick with that answer, but you are correct. Oh, is that it? I think we should go to best of... I feel like we should do extra credit on
those. Yeah, let's play some extra credit.
We'll do an extra credit round. We're going to do extra credit rounds.
I have a few more.
Sue has won, but I think that our contestants are so much fun, and we have April with us. I think that we should do a couple more. Eric, April Macy is going to read for you for extra credit. Does that sound good?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Are you ready? That's my creepy voice. All right. This is a bit bigger than I imagined, but it was doable.
Oh.
Sweet baby Jesus.
April, can you read that again for me?
Yes.
Do you want me to read it slower
one
and breathier?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do too, actually, oddly enough.
A lot of breath.
This is a bit bigger than I imagined, but it is doable.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Get it. Can we just stop playing the game and April just read stuff?
Yeah, doing a so read thing.
Eric, what do you think?
Well, April, I think it must be a toy.
It was a toy.
Yay!
I like this keeps getting creepy.
Eric took it to a whole new level there.
All right. We have Sue. Do you want to read? It's up to April.
I'm good at reading stuff.
No, I know. Now I feel like we've, here, jump through this hoop.
Here we go.
Sue, if you want to read another one.
I like it. I like reading. All right.
I love your jacket, by the way.
Thank you. You got it at a thrift store.
Did you really?
Yeah, I sure do.
It makes you fun to pet.
I have a lot of leather items, which is probably why I don't own land. Someday I'm going to have to sew them together and make myself a tent to live in.
That's a good idea.
All right, here we go.
For Sue.
That's my real voice. Not nearly as sexy. Okay. Far more nasal. Okay. This is the first one that I've ever used that has so many options for use. Easy to use. You just turn it on and then push a button to select the different modes.
I like how all the dudes got real quiet. It was like everybody's been talking. Like, hey! Everyone's like,
It is a toy.
Look at that. April comes in, everybody gets things right. This is the first time I believe that we have, let's see, now Sue has six to, and she has still won the game.
Okay.
So for extra credit, Sue has her choice of two items, and Eric has a choice as well. Off the line. Eric, Sue, I want to thank you so much for playing What's in the Box with us tonight. Thank you.
What did they win? Yeah.
We have tickets to the producers at Mercury Theater. And we also have Lou Malnati's gift card for the best pizza in the Chicagoland area.
Very nice.
And a gift card to Apt Electronics.
Very nice.
Go to AptElectronics.com. Thank you, Steve Shapiro. When you come into town and you're playing Zany's, here's the thing. When April Macy's on stage, and I'm sure Ruben's had this experience on stage, and people somehow don't understand what's happening and they decide to make verbal, sort of a very public display of their disappointment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's fresh off the stage, Ruben, at Zany's. And I don't understand why people think that their very immediate feelings have to sort of overwhelm a show.
Well,
I don't
just
get
think
that.
If you're not enjoying it, if there's a room full of people enjoying it and you're the one, I feel like I can look around and go, other people are extracting pleasure from this. Maybe I'm too uptight to enjoy these jokes. But, look at her making humans happy. But some people are so entitled And it's usually women with cardigans wrapped around their necks. This is what this woman had, a salmon cardigan and clean white pants. If you're a woman and you've been wearing white pants all day and you don't have a speck on them, I'm convinced you're the devil. Like, you're just a bad person.
You've made a deal with somebody. Yeah.
Oh, I can't tell you what I called her.
I know. I wonder if there's a way for us to rephrase it. I'll think of something.
Maybe if you go on a hunt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never looked at when my coach told me to bunt. I never liked that. He always told me to lay down the bunt.
I'm trying to think of other words that rhyme, and I'm out of them.
Well, and I always felt bad for the kid that was the smallest one in the group. It's never nice to call somebody
a run.
No, yes. It's never nice.
No,
but she was blunt.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, my dad used to work at a bar. He used to work at Lunt Liquors, as a matter of fact.
She was a horrible human being. Really.
Now we're on a roll.
I'm pretty sure she's calling old Zanies tomorrow.
Well, we've had a week that has been memorable. I agree. If, you know, there are listeners who will text and will call very upset about one particular moment, as though I am supposed to, like, change the direction of the show based on that. I'm still trying to find my liberal agenda. I don't know where it is. I don't know if anybody has seen it. I've checked.
I have a plan for these people. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should round them up and they should have to go to like a third world country and drink water out of a hole where elephants poop for about 5 years.
Well, and that's easy because that's in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
You can't come back
and have the same attitude when you've been lugging elephant dump water in your head. Like, I think you have to be a more pleasant human being.
I don't know how you get there. I really don't. People really. And here's the thing. Like, so Rob works over at Mojo. I'm sure you see customers who come in and talk to Luda or any of the women that work there as though they're just not worth their, like, they're beneath them. You know, it's anybody who believes they're entitled to something.
That's what drives me crazy. I guess it's because I can smell when somebody has, like, grown up with money and their whole life they've just been crappy. Like, I was at the airport last week, and there were two people taking up 6 chairs in the airport lounge. Oh. And I look like a dirtbag in the morning, so I don't look like I belong there. Like, but I'm like, I paid for this lounge. And this woman, like, I went to put my stuff down. Like, I was like, no, we're taking these seats. And I was like, oh, but there's two of Ruben. You. And I was like, oh, are there 6 of you? And he's like, no. And I was like, well, can I have this one? So the wife comes back and she was like, what is this stuff on our chair? And he's like, I heard him. I'm like getting my morning snack treats. And he was like, she wanted 2 chairs. And then she kicked my stuff.
Oh.
What?
And then, yeah, that goes. This woman got a little talking to.
In handy. I use my blackness like a Sith Lord. Like, I walk in and I'm not going to do that. You're going to get up. No.
Well, we had a little confrontation, that woman and I. And I was like, what happened? I was like, when you became no longer sexually desirable, were you, like, is that why you're so evil now? And she was, this is what she said before I said that. She said, I was like, you could have moved it. And she's like, I moved it. And I was like, no, that's what hands are for. If you want to move something. She's like, I'm not going down to the floor.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh, it's time. It's time to rumble. I got to rumble at 5:30 in the morning in this United Lounge.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, ma'am. You have to use the seatbelt extension when you get on the plane.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
She was a slender lady. And she fancied herself to be sexy because she had those, like, leggings on that have, like, the see-through panels.
No, that's just how
everyone
travels.
She was, like, 62. And I was like, No.
I can't deal with it.
No.
Yeah.
I get mean. I get very mean quick.
Yeah. No, I like shaming people. I don't know.
Yeah, me too. It's really fun.
I don't know what that is. And they may not even, but they don't often realize. They don't often realize that it's happening. They're so in their own little bubble of entitlement.
Well, this woman, my sweet little dog was in my bag the one day, and we're just at the counter, and she was just mean to the woman behind the counter at United counter. And then she points to my dog, who just sits there, little Don Lickles, sweet as he can be.
Don Lickles,
everybody.
Sorry.
And she points to him, and she's like, is that getting on the plane? So I pointed at her face, and I was like, is that getting on the plane? Is that gross thing allowed on the
See,
plane?
See, I think you can get away with stuff more than I would be in jail if I said any of these things to people.
Well, she was just so mean to the woman behind the counter that the woman was typing and giggling when she was really enjoying it.
Well, I often think I have like a maniacal giddiness, but I think that you take it to a level that is more cutting.
Oh, I get real mean.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, I like. I say things that
I want to travel with you and learn from you.
Say things like this one woman who was really mean to me. Her husband was standing there, and you could tell he was fully emasculated. And I was like, "You're really sorry you married her, aren't you?
Oh no,
don't address her." And he was like,
"I want to follow her around. I can't say any of this at Disney. I can say nothing.
I have to fly with a suit on. I don't care where I'm going.
Oh yeah, I have to dress up when I fly.
I have to fly with a suit.
Why? Why?
Because I am very black and I need them to give me stuff, and I need to be nice, and I want to be like, hey, well, and I've been working for Steve Harvey for so long.
Is there less black? There's less black?
There are less black, trust me.
You have a pocket square at 1 in the morning.
Pivot ain't easy, but I'm definitely, you don't even understand.
Impressive.
You don't even understand. It's not a game, it's a contest.
Oh.
I've been dressed up everywhere, pretty much everywhere I go.
I go to the airport smelling like a bag of buttholes in the morning. Just a real big old bag of buttholes.
Now, okay.
Is that getting on the plane?
Is that getting on the plane?
By the way, I was just thinking, there was a day when I was pulling up in front of Zany's. There's a spot that's reserved for Zany's, by the way, for people who work there. And there was somebody parked there. It says no parking. It's a Zany spot. Mm-hmm. And they were in the car. And the woman actually called me the word that you call the... the guy was driving. She rolled the window down. I explained to them they weren't supposed to be there. She called me a bunting person.
And
I was in. I go, nice job, good pick. You don't live with that for the rest of your life. I mean, how is it the first thing you say to somebody? Like, you were patient enough.
I really wasn't. Like, I really jumped right to Sea Town. I really dive right in. But she was. As soon as somebody says that, like, the comic inside me who's been traveling, and I feel like the intentions are so good of a comic. Like, I'm trying to sprinkle joy into your stupid, meaningless life. Like, I'm just trying to sprinkle my happiness, and, like, you can't see that other people, like, I've sacrificed relationships, like, I'm sleeping in condos, like...
Oh, we were talking about condos earlier. I can't explain those to people.
Oh, you can't. They're grotesque.
Elliot and Ruben, I know that you guys have to take off because you are at the book con tomorrow at McCormick Place. Elliot, how can people find out more about the events that you do all over the country?
Worldwide, djelliot.com, very simple.
DJElliot.com. That's only one T.
With one T, yeah.
One T. And Ruben, can people follow you around?
Yeah, on Twitter, I'm at Ruben Irvin, E-R-V-I-N, and on Instagram, at King Ruben.
And we will see you, yes.
Also find him at PocketSquare.com.
Elliot, I will see you at Mojo Bar and Grill, and hopefully when you come back and visit us again.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to be there this weekend for sure.
Mojo Bar and Grill on Irving Park Road. That's 2958 West Irving Park Road in Chicago. Irving Park Avenue. See, I'm just going to get it all. Well, you know, we'll figure it out when we come back, Rob.
Sure.
Do we have a break before the news? I'm pretty sure we do, don't we? No. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. Rob Martier, can you hang out for what? We have seats opening up.
Let's do it.
All right. What's in the news? We can wind up with Rob Martier, special guests Elliot Serrano and April Macy, and our friends from Mojo Bar and Grill. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We're running a little bit behind because we're having so much fun playing What's in the Box with all of our great friends. Of course, we have Elliot Serrano joining us tonight, our chief geek officer at geektome.net. April Macy, who is appearing at Zany's this week. She has three shows on Saturday?
Three shows.
How many clubs are left that are doing three shows Saturday?
Not many.
Nashville
went
down.
Three's hard.
Three's a bit rough. You know, there are comics who I've heard say that they're afraid of repeating the same joke.
You forget, because that third one, your brain's foggy, because you figure you've been talking by that point for 3 hours, and you're like, did I do that on the last show? Did I just say that?
I actually had one night where I started the same joke back to back.
Yeah.
That was a glitch. I felt like
I've done some stuff like that. I've done some weird where you're like, my brain ain't working.
I'm just gonna go ahead and pretend like that didn't happen.
Well, you can gauge by their reaction. We're like, what's happening? And then you're like, I think I just said that. Try again.
Rewind. It's not bad for once. And I think I've done it maybe twice in my career.
No. I just like to blame it on my weed retention.
Well, that is actually something that's come from the news. Whether or not you can determine if someone's under the influence while driving, if they have marijuana in their system. Now, in California, medical marijuana is legal.
Yes.
And actually, marijuana, at this point, it's really just legal.
I get free massages at my weed dispensary on Wednesdays. So, take that.
Did they give you the little punch card? You know, like after the fifth purchase, you get...
No, I used to get, that was speed weed. They would deliver in 2 hours or less. And with every purchase, you got $30 in free edibles and a joint and a lighter. Because you never have a lighter when you're a stoner.
I don't understand LA or California or the states where we don't have that kind of accessibility to marijuana.
It's so crazy. Like now, I just don't understand why there's still people buying their weed from like a dude with a Rottweiler and a fish tank. Like I don't get it. Why is that still happening?
Do you travel with your stash?
No, I don't. Ever? I'm terrified. I am a rule follower. Like I will say, I'm a real law abiding citizen.
So you've never gotten behind the wheel of a car after you've?
I have done that.
Okay.
No, but you know what? I will say on that Sanjay Gupta special, they tested people who were like habitual weed smokers, and the people that normally smoke weed drove just the same.
Okay.
I don't like it because I get paranoid, but sometimes you need a snack. So I'm like, well, I think I can navigate two lefts for some mini muffins.
Well, and they're trying to figure out a way to get the science up to date to be able to measure how much marijuana is in the system.
Here's what's interesting. You asked her if she travels with stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Had some friends in Denver just this past week. The security lines in Denver, because in Colorado it's now just simply legal.
Are you taking it
now
with you?
They're taking extra precautions so people aren't going on, you know, marijuana vacations and bringing the stuff back with them. So they've got the drug sniffing dogs at TSA. They've got, so now the lines are already long to begin with.
They're worried about them leaving with it.
It feels like such a waste.
They're worried about people leaving with huge amounts of.
Let them leave with it.
My friend,
I don't know.
Snuck some edibles when we went to Europe. She brought like a bunch of chocolate, and I will say that was satisfying. It was satisfying to ride a donkey high. It was really nice. It's really pleasant.
I think it's the best way to ride a donkey.
It's the only way to ride a donkey.
I think having grown up in Chicago, I'm always surprised by the people who indulge. There are friends of mine that I know very well. I'm like, I have no idea that they get high often. It was never around people. They were all drinkers.
Oh.
Everyone.
See, I feel like with alcohol, I feel out of control. Like I feel sick the next day, and it feels like a lot of extra calories where I'd much rather smoke weed and then like eat watermelon and have a healthy snack.
Do you have to plan ahead and make sure you have a lot of watermelon on hand?
I try to only have healthy snacks in the house, and I try to have nothing that I can make cookies with, because sometimes I'm like, well, I don't have snacks, but I got sugar and flour, and then I just make things happen.
Yeah, when I've been in Los Angeles, I get paranoid. I start hoping it'll go away, and maybe I'll just sleep it off, and I feel like I'm in a boat. Yeah,
I don't have that. Yeah. Sometimes I get a little like, is somebody coming up to murder me? Like some of that, like hearing noise.
What was that?
It's usually after I watch, like I smoke some weed and watch Walking Dead. Then I'm like, oh, that wasn't a great idea. I'm just terrified of zombie apocalypse.
What's that noise? What's at the door? Now, what do you watch? I mean, because there are a lot of series that have been canceled, actually, by the way, this week. They found out that Castle was... Do you watch a lot of TV on the network?
I watch Game of Thrones. I watch Walking Dead.
Oh, Craig. Craig's going to...
Fear of the Walking Dead. Hold on.
Game of Thrones is a really good decision.
Oh, man, it's the best.
Right. It is literally the best decision you can make on television. Agent Carter got canceled.
Agent Carter was canceled.
It's really
today.
Sad.
I couldn't get down with Breaking Bad. Like, I don't think it was as good as everybody said it was.
Oh, interesting. I've only seen the pilot episode.
I wasn't invested. I'm like 3 seasons in. They're like, yeah, my ex is like, yeah, I'm finished. I'm like, yeah, but I don't really care.
Not interested. How about Orange is the New Black?
I like it, but I'm not...
All right.
Like, I need Game of Thrones. Like, when I see those advertisements coming back, I'm like, oh, winter is coming.
It's so coming eventually. Winter is at some point coming.
It has to come, right?
Yeah.
Elliot, did you? Were there any series that were canceled this week that you were like Agent Carter? You didn't watch any of the superhero shows.
No. Well, the big thing that happened was that Supergirl was renewed, but not by CBS. It was moved over to the CW.
Friend created all those shows. Arrow, Flash.
Greg Barrett?
Andrew Kreisberg.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen his name on any of the airs.
Oh, no. He's definitely your friend?
Yeah, he's been my friend
for
years.
Can we call him at 1:45?
No, we certainly can.
Do you have anybody? Can you text him and say we're going to leave him a message? We don't have to talk to him.
We don't know. He doesn't have to answer.
We've been friends since, it's been like 16, 17 years. And he started off writing on half-hour sitcoms. Started off on The Simpsons.
What?
Yeah.
We're big fans of those three shows. You said Arrow, Flash, and Supergirl?
And Supergirl. And I think Legends is his, too.
Legends of Tomorrow.
It is.
I lived on his couch when I had a restraining order. My ex broke up with me, and we had a restraining order.
It was against you or against your ex?
I slapped against me. I slapped him when it was on the toilet, and then I came home with a restraining order, and I thought we were going rollerblading that day. I didn't know. But I slept on his couch for like 3 months, and he brought me chicken and let me cry to him. That was before he was a huge showrunner.
Wow. Now I feel like asking all my guests if anyone's had a restraining order against them. I don't think
Harrison Ford, yeah.
Harrison Ford has?
Against you?
Restraining order against me, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding, right? Too,
yes, I'm kidding.
Okay, wonderful.
This was in my early 20s.
Yeah, we're not judging you, April.
I was a lot crazier.
Really?
I was.
I am, like, really afraid of you now.
Why? Why?
Nothing.
I wouldn't do that now. Like, I used to...
Unless by request.
No, I don't. I've settled down. I don't care anymore. I'm tired.
I know. I'm the same way. I'm just like, mm-hmm.
On the toilet was a bit unfair, though, wasn't it?
No, he was asking for it. He was really asking for it. And a dude can't hit you back. You can't. They can't get up and run.
It's all about the timing. Yeah. Oh my goodness, we are learning a lot about April Macy.
I know.
I like
that. Cuckoo bananas.
Rob, will you hang out for one more segment?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we are hanging out for the Weekend Windup. Rob Martier is always here for our Weekend Windup. Elliot Serrano, who is our Chief Geek Officer, and you can find him on Twitter at Elliot Serrano, 2 T's, 2 R's, 2 L's. Not in that order. You know how to put it together.
Something like that.
We also have Rob from Mojo Bar and Grill, 2958 West Irving Park.
Perfect.
You can find out about all their great drinks. By the way, they have a limited edition of a beer that's hard to find, the 120-minute Dogfish IPA.
Yes, right now we've got, I think, 24 bottles.
That's it?
20% alcohol.
Good golly.
And they're $15 a piece, but they're the kind of thing, they're like a wine. You want to get them and collect them and hold on to them because they actually
So can people
age.
Buy them and take them home with them?
They don't Absolutely.
Have to... Oh, well, there you go. So that's at Mojo Bar and Grill, 2958 West Irving Park. And we have April Macy in studio, who's appearing at Zanies on Wells. Go to zanies.com. She has 3 shows tomorrow. 3. I suggest you go to all 3 of them.
Yeah. Do you know there was a dude in Sarasota that came to 2 Friday, 2 Saturday, and he sat up front by himself, and the club was like, it's hilarious. I'm like,
no,
it's terrifying. It's,
I don't know why the clubs encourage that. You're like, if you know someone's staying, put him in the back of the room.
Yeah,
like,
and you know he's a creeper. You know, you can't wrestle up one friend. It's just you're just a single dude for 4 shows. Come on.
Yeah. It's
Murdery Magoo.
Don't be Murdery Magoo or wear a salmon cardigan to Zanies this weekend.
No, certainly don't wrap it around your tiny little stupid shoulders. She also said, she was talking about her husband. She's like, I haven't cooked in 5 years. My husband's, he makes
what?
Everything.
How does that come up in a comedy show?
I don't know. I hate her.
I hope she's listening. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by Rob Martier, our newsman, our other newsman, Roger Badish, up in the news. I don't mean to forget about you. You've got to remind me sometime. Just chime in, Roger. You know when I post pictures.
I'm listening. I'm a fan. I'm up here listening to the whole thing.
I always feel bad when I post like pictures and Roger's like, me too. I'm like, I knew that. I didn't mean I know.
I do it because I just like being a groupie.
Well, you're part of the show.
Just do a selfie right underneath the monitor.
I've thought of that too. So yeah. I'll come in and I'll just do one with you with Roger in the back. It's just wrong.
Because we're down here on the main level. Roger's up on 7.
And I've got my munchies here tonight too. So I'm
what
sitting up here.
On?
Well, I'm munching on the goldfish.
Ooh.
Yeah, the whole baked. Nice.
That is a party on the 7th floor.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
April and I have been comics for, let's just say, a few years.
Yeah.
And I came into, I love this job because clearly it's pretty much a continuation of my comedy club years. And I came in and there was a party up on our 7th floor. We have a Club 720. And everyone was just chilling, kicking back, having a good time. I was like, this is an amazing job.
Yeah,
it's basically an old office where someone got fired and it hasn't been filled yet. So we put in a temporary bar and
couches,
wine, cooler.
There was a pinata today.
Was there a pinata?
Why was there a pinata, Craig? Did you know from the message why there was a pinata? I don't know why there was.
At some point, there was a party that involved a pinata.
There was a little man pinata.
Which is weird, though, because they didn't break most of the pinata. There's just a hole torn out in like, the back. So
There was a lot of candy too, and I felt kind of mean. Stephanie Menendez offered me a bowl of Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh,
and I just went no.
They were dark chocolate ones, though, right?
They were dark chocolate
Ew.
Ones,
and those are the healthy ones.
Ew, yeah.
Dark chocolate is very healthy for your
does
blood
April,
system.
Does April like white chocolate?
I do like white chocolate.
Okay. Because that's a lovely chocolate.
It's a fantastic chocolate.
Right, correct.
It's not chocolate. It's cocoa butter.
It's delicious chocolate.
Dark chocolate creeps me out, and I got chocolate snobbed in Belgium. I asked this woman, I was like, "What?" You go into all the little chocolate stores, and I was like, "Oh, what kind do you like?" And she goes, "I do not know. I do not eat milk chocolate." And I was like,
All right.
Wow.
I do not eat. Wow.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I do. So put it in the bag.
Was she wearing a cardigan?
She was wearing a cardigan.
Cardigan.
Elliot Serrano, do you like white chocolate, dark chocolate, or milk chocolate?
I like all chocolates, and I also acknowledge that white chocolate is chocolate because the last time I was here, we had an actual
chocolatier
who was also a science nerd who explained how white chocolate is technically chocolate.
They're engineers who have a chocolate company in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's so good.
Where do I get my paws on that guy?
Well, I try to make sure that we make those streams cross.
Yeah,
next
please.
Year. Well, you were just in town last month at Rosemont.
I was. I love Rosemont.
Isn't it a fun club?
It's my favorite.
Well, it's a little more intimate. Downtown Zanies is a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of people who are not quite sure. It's funny in Chicago because there's sketch comedy and there's stand-up comedy. There's improv. Mm-hmm. So when someone like this woman with the cardigan comes
she
in.
She didn't know what she was coming
exactly.
to see.
Yeah.
And then wiener jokes were flying at her face. Her dumb cardigan, white pants wearing face.
So what you're saying is she didn't like wieners in her face.
I guarantee she has sex through a sheet. I can almost guarantee it. Like, I'm pretty sure.
Elliot's trying to envision that one.
I'm okay with wieners flying in her
face. Joke, wiener jokes flying at your face.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I meant, yeah.
I said some crazy things after she left.
How often do you get somebody who just has decided you're a target for them? They're angry and they have to lash out at you.
Not so often. Yeah. Like, I feel like most audiences are pretty well behaved, and
because you're so charming,
I feel like
and
I'm
you're
a
so
sweet.
Funny.
Like, I feel like I have good intentions. And I'm like a good person, so that's why I feel like, and I'm always nice. Like, I try to really be a reasonable human being. So when somebody is such
a
bundt cake.
A bundt cake.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yes. A bundt cake.
What?
It's like the angry Pollock inside me just comes just flying out. Like, I just get furious because I'm like, oh, I'm so nice. Like, if you really knew what like a reasonable human I am.
Well, do you find that when that is pushed to its limits, it's the nicer you are, the angrier you get when people take advantage of it.
That's how I feel. Like, I have seasonal rage. Like, once every season, like, I just lose my mind on somebody. But I didn't, like, scream at her. There was just, like, a lot of shaming and scolding. And then I referred to her as that old broad in the... And no woman wants to be the old broad in the cardigan.
No, well, the thing is that in our minds, we're like, I am so nice. I am just going to lose it. I mean, we start sounding crazy.
And then I got crazy on her.
Which is kind of, we kind of need those moments though, don't we?
Yeah.
It's cathartic.
I just think for those kind of people, like, just Google. Just Google, like, I was like,
before a
if
show.
You, if you need
right.
a racist puppet, I don't have racist puppets. If but you want to hear...
When you guys are on stage, though, do you feel it? Because you can clearly see the woman's not... She's not getting it.
Mm-hmm. No, she
but,
wasn't.
But you feel... I mean, does the heart pick up speed?
I can feel it... like when I'm getting furious. Like, I can feel... Because I feel like that's when you kind of lose. Like, you have to maintain a little bit. But
yes.
it's hard.
For everybody
it's,
else it's, who's enjoying the show, especially.
Yeah, because then it just gets uncomfortable. And they're like, uh-oh, this is like mommy and daddy are fighting. You know? Like, yeah. But then when I got rid of her, and I was like, are you guys enjoying it? And they all were like clapping, like, just get her to leave. Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, you need to, why don't you take your exercise loving face and run it to church if that's what you, one, as soon as she said that, I was like, you like exercise in church. I'm like, well, this ain't the show for you.
Right.
This
not going to happen. Yeah.
The show for you.
Go do angry ballet.
Yeah. So. Jeff Foxworthy's coming in right behind me. Yeah. We'll do a lot of,
Coolier.
You know,
I feel like she's
jokes.
A real Coolier type.
Cut
lady.
It out. We have a. We often have Dave Coulier's opener in our studio,
okay.
Nate Weatherup.
Okay.
And yeah, I think, and it's funny to me when they bill something as a clean show, as though everything else is not worthy. I mean, because you and I mean, we, our entire careers, oh, she's kind of dirty. Or one time they billed me as the X-rated show at Zany's. And I,
really?
Oh. And what? My manager was the owner at the time. Rick Hewitt was my manager. Yeah. And I called him and I said, hey, I'm doing a club coming up and they're billing me. What would you think if a club was billing me as an X-rated comic? And he goes, what? No, you are not an X-rated comic. I go, it's your club.
Yeah,
it's your, the staff there has decided. And I went on stage and I said, you know what? If I was shooting ping pong balls out of that part of my body,
yeah,
that's X-rated. X-rated. If I say it, it's not.
Well, to me,
your mouth?
I guess I talk about sex because I feel like you can objectify women. You can use, like, their breasts to sell fiber. You know what I mean? But if a woman takes control of her own sexuality, well, then it's dirty. Like,
yes.
Well, I don't feel like you should have attached shame to sex if it's the one thing in the room that everybody does. Like, I feel like people are so comfortable with violence on TV, but that's far more damaging.
Right.
Than doing it. Like, everybody does it.
Do they label guy comics in the same way they label us?
No, dirty comic,
potty mouth,
no,
that kind of thing.
I don't think so.
They're just funny.
Like, you're not hearing
hysterical,
like,
right? No one says that Louis C.K. is foul mouthed.
Yeah, what a
do
dirty.
I mean,
he's so dirty.
No, I mean,
no,
I,
he's just funny.
I agree
dirty.
With you guys. I mean, there's definitely a double standard for female and male comics.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fun career.
I'm just fighting it. I'm just going to fight it.
Keep showing
end.
Up. We keep showing up. That's what we can do, isn't
hello.
It?
Hello. I'm here again.
Hello. Me again. You didn't think I was going to be back. Yeah. But I'm
here.
Well,
that's like my opening. I'm like, my opening line usually is like, it's a lady comic. Because you feel like that's how they bring you up. And I'm like, don't worry, everybody. I wish I had a wiener, too. Like, oh, don't worry.
Hold on. Let me see. Let me check all my pockets.
Let me see. There's my wiener.
Craig, do I need a break before the news? All right, then. Let's take a break. And let's go to the news. But, we're hanging out with April Macy. Rob Martu, you hanging out till the end of the show?
I got to go.
Oh, why is that?
Four kids.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm a barren spinster.
Is that on your introduction?
Yeah.
Give it to
April Macy, barren spinster. She's got 17 eggs left, everybody.
There goes another one.
Oh, I heard it.
What is this, Craig? What is this again? What music is
Game of Thrones. It's Game of Thrones.
It's very...
It's Game of Thrones music.
Seems very sweeping.
We're
very
going
dramatic.
Throughout Westeros right now.
I imagine somebody on a horse. Like at a...
Several people on horses.
I'm going on the Game of Thrones tour in Dubrovnik. I'm going to Croatia. And I'm going to go on the Game of Thrones tour like a real...
That sounds amazing.
Right? Like a real nerd burglar. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Are you going to dress up? You got to dress up
I'm
for that.
I'm certainly not dressing up.
Okay.
I'm not going to dress up. But I am going to go on the tour in Dubrovnik and Split.
Do they have any like Airbnbs where you can stay in any of the rooms, the lodge and some of the castles or anything?
No. I like hotels.com because you get after 10 nights, you get one night free.
That works out very well, too.
Yeah, it does.
So you've never done an Airbnb situation?
I've never done Uber either.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like Airbnb and Uber.
Really?
And
I'm always... How do you, like, contact the person in a foreign land? I feel like with a hotel, you don't always know it's open.
That's
like,
true.
Now
it's
I'm
a
just...
franchise, too. Get a Marriott. Yeah. It's the same everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, like, any hotel. Like, there's a desk... like I can go. Like, and now who's this person? True. Like Fernando that I got to contact to go get keys and
can we,
like a lot.
Can we revisit the idea of dressing up? I think that Elliot Serrano is someone that would be very pro dressing up. If you're really a nerd on something and you don't have to go obvious, you can be a Jon Snow if you wanted to, April May. So you could do the whole thing as Jon.
One, I'm going to be in Croatia in the middle of summer. So I don't know about these all these furs you need me to wear. I don't know if I need
chain
like a
metal.
Yeah, yeah,
or,
exactly.
Yeah.
It seems very hot. Feels but like I'm.
See?
To show your super fan. To show your super fanness, I think Elliot would confirm you've got to go with something. I mean, at least it's a t-shirt.
I'm just going to show my cans like the dragon lighting. How about that?
That would be in costume.
Is that all right?
Also,
no,
also right. Encouraged, right. Yes.
It is approved.
Mm-hmm. Elliot, who would you dress up as?
I'm still picturing the cans here.
Oh, yeah. With a dragon on my shoulder.
She threw the Trump card down there, and I'm like, wait, okay. She got me on her side real fast. Mm.
I've never done I'm trying to think if I've done any tours of, like, oh, no, I've been to Field of Dreams. That was cool. I was in Iowa. Okay.
Didn't you see the Gilmore Girls set?
Oh, I love going to Warner Brothers.
Uh-huh.
I love going to, yeah. And they just wrapped up filming, by the way. They're going to be airing those episodes of Gilmore Girls on Netflix coming up in November.
Ooh.
No, I'm very excited. I know, I can't get into the Game of Thrones.
Why?
I know.
Why? I got so angry.
I know,
Patty, I understand the first season struggling a little bit with it.
Three episodes, you should be into the family dynamics,
cool.
Vying for
wonderful.
Power.
But what about the, if I don't make it past the first one, I can't get to the second
one. You got it.
You
really
just got
to
work through it.
You need to work through it. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So I got to go. I've seen the first episode and the end of season five.
How many guests?
That's crazy.
How many guests have we had in studio that have actually said they don't like it? I feel like every guest we ask does like the show.
But when the host says they're not a fan,
then we're
not
a fan.
Why,
no,
what did you not like about
show.
It? What did
a
you...
lot of mud.
Yeah, it's very muddy.
There's a lot of mud. I just it just seems sloppy to me. Like it sensory wise, it just feels uncomfortable. Like I don't know why that's a thing to me, but that's come up a lot.
Okay.
Everything seems soggy and smelly and slushy. And it's an auditory thing. There's another radio station that I used to listen to where you could hear people, like, their saliva.
And
you can hear them all breathing. And let's not say it's public radio, but perhaps.
Might be.
But it's hard for me to, like, sensory-wise, I'm like, could you just drink some water and take care of that?
So then, like, the sexy moments in the show or the interesting moments in the show, they're all ruined for you because everybody's probably just really dirty.
It's a little sloppy. It seems a little sloppy. I saw parts of an episode where someone fell through the hole in the building or something. I've seen elements of it. Nothing drew me in.
Oh.
I saw something with like vampire people walking and the water stopped them. What was that one with like the silver people? That was an episode.
Those are the White Walkers.
The White Walkers.
Oh, I can't wait for those White Walkers.
I was so
can't wait.
I so thought Jon Snow was going to be a White Walker. Didn't happen.
What are White Walkers?
No.
They're bad guys.
They're the zombies.
Winter's coming.
They're zombies?
We'll find out.
They're the zombies
we'll
of the
out.
Game of Thrones universe. I mean,
I saw a little girl
let's
get
it, they're zombies.
I saw a little girl get burned at this like right.
Yeah.
Last episode. Everyone seemed to be very excited about that.
Okay, that's a negative thing to highlight. That's a negative.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you? The only the first episode I ever saw The Sopranos, and I've seen several episodes of
You've
it.
You've never seen the whole season?
I've never seen the whole series.
Oh, for the love of the Lord.
I saw the first episode. I'm like, all right, everyone's talking about this show. I'm just going to jump in. And it was when his therapist is being raped in the stairwell, and then one of the dancers is being beaten against a guardrail. I'm like, I can't. I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, but that was a pretty rough episode. And then it ends with her not even getting Tony Soprano to get her rapist. She just goes, no.
She chooses not to. And then she gets mad at him. I did watch the finale. She gets mad at him for ripping a page out of one of her magazines in the lobby.
Mm-hmm. You want to binge watch Sopranos for a podcast? I know a guy.
Do you know a guy?
I know a guy who does a binge watch podcast. That would be pretty interesting.
Idea.
Yeah.
Sopranos?
Yeah.
I could do that.
Do you really want to get really, really angry at the season at the series finale?
I saw a series finale.
Yeah, but binge watch The Sopranos. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because I was a fan of The Good Wife, and it was a terrible series finale. That a lot of people are talking about that online. Mm-hmm. By the way, Craig, that supports what I actually practice actively, which is what? I don't watch
the finale of anything.
I don't watch finales.
What?
If she really likes something, she wants it to live forever, so she refuses to finish it.
And having watched the series finale of Good Wife, not knowing it was ending that night, and then finding out, I was like, this sucks. Wait, what? That was it? She slaps her, and that's how the series ends? Mm. Okay, then.
My life would be way better if I never saw the ending to Lost.
See?
It would be so much better.
I never got into Lost.
I actually like the series finale. That one I did watch because I was kind of like, well, I've put this much time into it and I don't really understand most of it, so let's see how this works out. And I was fine with it. But I haven't. There's eight series that I still have either on DVD or on my DVR that I just never watched the end of. This, never.
I like The Leftovers. I think that's pretty good.
On HBO?
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
It's interesting. It's where people just disappeared, yeah. right? They've been, and we don't know why.
I'm not on season two, though. I'm only on season one because I feel like I've really been catching up with my Walking Dead.
Are you a Walking Dead guy?
No.
What?
No.
Yeah, I don't know much about
it. When they killed Herschel, I was done.
Who's Herschel?
What? The old man on the old farm.
By what the governor, who we spend two episodes humanizing, and then you throw all that away for a shock moment.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to kill people.
Well, there we go.
That sometimes it's all it comes down to. Roger Badish up in the newsroom.
Yeah.
What series are you devoted to? Do you have any TV shows?
I was devoted to and binge-watched Newsroom.
Ooh.
And was very upset when it ended. I went on social media screaming and yelling why.
How was the finale of that one? How was it? Did it wrap it up well?
It was excellent. I was waiting for more. That's why I was upset. And I just showed.
That's a good way to go out.
Wait a minute, though. The ending to Newsroom is one of those typical everybody gets exactly what they want and every character's happy.
But
that's how it ends.
The writing and the acting and the situations were so impressive to me that I wanted it to continue. I wanted it to play out even more.
I don't know. Everyone won like $1 million. It was the end of the show. It was ridiculous.
Nah, I wanted more. And now I revisited for some reason. The other night I was going through Twitter or Facebook and saw that first scene from the first episode again where he's on stage.
Oh, it's a great model. Yeah.
And it moves me every time I see it.
Well,
it really does.
It sort of works on many levels with presidential campaign right
now. Yeah. And so I know my wife is really into politics, and because she yells at the TV all the time when the news is on.
Oh, she must be having an aneurysm this
year. Oh, she's going nuts.
Yeah.
So I said, honey, I got to show you this. And she'll watch regular TV. She doesn't watch Amazon Prime like I do. So I played the beginning part of it, and she was riveted. And she says, can I watch more of this? And I says, when you're ready, we'll sit down, and I'll watch it again with you. And so we're going to do that. I got to say, I watched episode one of Game of Thrones about a year ago.
Best show you've ever seen. you couldn't stop watching it.
So apparently you and I have to push through to episodes two and three.
At least three or four. And
I was looking at it, I go, what the heck is this?
Oh, I like that you would have said
and
the other thing. I kind of
just know. What else? Oh, I will rotate S.H.I.E.L.D.
Ooh.
I will rotate Flash.
Yep, good show.
And I will jump in and out of Heroes of Tomorrow, whatever
Legends.
They call it. Legends. Thank
Those
you.
Those are two of my friend shows.
And what I will do is I will wait till the episode airs because our reception isn't that great at home on regular and digital antenna. And so I watch everything on Amazon Prime.
Right.
So that it doesn't kick out, or I can pause it. And
you know what you should watch? I think you would like. I think you would like Alpha House, which has John Goodman.
Yes, I have seen. I saw the first episode. I thought it was very cute.
Cute.
The comedy. I mean, I didn't take it that seriously politically.
You're not supposed to. Roger also mentioned a lot of superhero things. I think he might really enjoy Captain America: Civil War, which changed my life.
Yes.
How did it
the
change
movie
your life?
Changed my life. It's so great.
Yeah.
It's so lovely. Spider-Man is now the best movie Spider-Man that's ever existed. The rest of my life could go poorly, and
Spider-Man
I'm happy
in
about
the movie?
This. I don't know, like 15 total minutes, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I will be seeing it when we've got time. There's movies
right
I will see in the theater, and there's movies I will wait until they come out on Prime.
I think Captain America is a movie theater movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
exactly.
Do you you don't go see any movies?
No, because I have real problems with how much popcorn I eat, and I just don't like to go and eat buckets of anything.
Don't buy any.
I can't
make it past the stand.
And I can't, like, not layer butter. Like, if I'm going, I'm definitely layering, like, a butter bucket. And that's why I don't go.
See, I'm a sucker for, like, the Raisinets and or... Hold on, let's see if I have it in here.
You got a box of Raisinets in the purse?
I have a box of Junior Mints.
Oh, look at this.
See, I like the peanut ones, chocolate-covered peanuts.
Oh, the Goobers?
Yeah.
They're actually called Goobers, yeah.
Raisins creep me out a little bit.
They're a little chewy, a little gummy.
I like it. I like it.
But it is milk chocolate.
If you try the buttered popcorn and then, like, drink a bottle of water instead of the soda, that kind of evens it out. a little bit. Well,
I think it's about 14,000 calories per bucket. Right about that. So I don't like to leave 4 pounds heavier.
Oh, okay.
Elliot, what's your snack of choice at the movie theater?
I'm a big fan of the Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh, yeah.
Gotta have Sour Patch
Kids. Sour Patch Kids are lovely. Elliot, you let me down on the whole dressing up thing, but the Civil War review?
Okay, so if you go to see Captain America Civil War, it's like watching the last episode of The Newsroom. You're going to leave. Everyone's going to get $1 million.
Everything great. Amen.
Everything, you're going to be like, oh, my God. You know, mom and dad are back together again. They're not getting divorced. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a lot of money. The dog that you thought was sent away to a farm, you're getting it back. You and your little sister are finally going to get along again. You know, all that stuff.
But
and,
I'm okay with that because it's the Avengers. Mm-hmm. And because
there
I know
be
there will be more. So nice. I'm okay with that.
Did you see the bit with Jeff Daniels doing the bit on Donald Trump?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What brought me back to watching the beginning of the first episode again. It was awesome.
And I tell everyone, if you miss The Newsroom, guess what? There are 7 seasons of The West Wing you can watch.
Oh, such good stuff.
Great show.
Sorry, real quick. I think Elliot was just saying how great the movie was. He wasn't saying that it ends on a super happy note because it actually doesn't. There's not a super happy...
You get $1 million when you leave the theater. That's how Disney's working, apparently.
I don't think that's accurate. I mean, we're not going to ruin the end of the movie, but it's a fairly large kind of...
Okay, that's right. You know, I think it's if you're reviewing the movie, Disney's giving you $1 million to talk about how great it is.
Because it's lovely.
Because they don't want you to say anything good about the competitor movies. They just want you to talk about how great their movies are.
You really didn't like it that much? You really didn't think it was...
Oh no!
Much
I loved
better.
It. Okay. I loved it. No, I thought it was awesome. It was everything that Batman versus Superman was never
not.
Was could have been.
Carry on. I'm just gonna clean up.
Yeah. So you know,
Patty, a lot of people are saying that Disney is sort of owning the reviews to this movie, and that's why they're all so positive. Not because the movie actually is good, but because Disney can pay all the reviewers to say it's good.
And they really do. I mean,
yes, that's actually out there right now on the internet. People are accusing Disney of paying for positive reviews as opposed to actually winning.
Is that what they're saying about? Because X-Men's getting terrible reviews.
X-Men and Batman versus Superman both got atrocious reviews, and they think
X-Men's
that's Disney.
Not out yet,
now.
And Batman was actually not a good movie.
Well, right. Some people don't know if it's true.
Yeah. I love that you're claiming things right now. It's like the one time I went to Guam, and we went to a strip club in Guam, and the chick just kept cleaning the pole. There was no stripping. She just Windexed the pole the whole time.
There's a host that comes in the morning. Well, actually, Matt, where's Matt Bubala, by the way? Is he coming in tonight?
Matt, you should come in.
I'm just saying. But also, there's a host in the morning who says every time he comes in on Saturday, it's like there was a rave in here because we've had bartenders and there's all kinds of trash. So I don't want to be accused of defiling the room. And it is a little bit like having strippers on this table over here.
Defile the desk?
I was going to take a crap in the corner. Just leave it for him.
Let me just follow you with some Lysol.
You want to hear Craig and Elliot scream? Here we go.
I kind of do.
All right, ready? I've seen Deadpool twice. Still not into it.
Oh, why did you watch? If you didn't like it the first time, why would you watch it again?
Well, because the first time there were a lot of interruptions and everything in the house, and I didn't quite hear all the audio, and I wanted to make sure I got all the dialogue and everything. So I watched it a second time with the audio up louder and nobody bothering me, and I watched it and I watched it and I watched it.
You wanted to see how much you didn't like it. Yeah. I didn't like it the first time. Let me see how much I actually hate it.
Well, no, I
didn't
hate it.
Did you hate it more the second time?
I didn't hate it. I just wasn't moved by it other than the superhero stuff.
So funny.
And it was there were some funny parts, but
I love how contrarian you are, Roger.
I am.
I love that.
By the way, April, I wanted to share a little secret with you.
Please.
When you go to the theater and you buy that bucket of popcorn that you know you really, really want, you take a straw and you put it in the center of the bucket, like to the bottom, and you use that to direct the butter to the bottom of the bucket.
Interesting.
What?
And then you can layer your butter more as you're going through.
Get out of town.
Problem solver.
Guess who's going to be more gelatinous next year? This lady.
We'll catch her before she's more gelatinous. She'll be at Zany's this weekend. 3 shows tomorrow night, Saturday. And I know for some of you it's like tonight, but we haven't gone to bed yet, so it's not Saturday yet. Yeah,
I gotta go walk Don Lickles.
He's back at the, are you at the condo or hotel?
Oh, I like to tell people, so
we won't tell you what it is. But I'll ask her off the air. All right. But she's at Zanies. Go to Zanies.com. Three shows Saturday. Are you doing Sunday night?
I sure am.
Sunday night, there's an 8:30 show. And and that's a great way to end your weekend, actually, is a Sunday night show. Yeah. I love the energy of a Sunday night show because those people mean it.
And they want to.
They're not
there.
Done.
Yeah, they're not cardigan ladies.
They're not cardigan.
Sure aren't.
There are a lot of service industry people. Yeah. There are a lot of people who are laid back. Go on Sunday. But Saturday night, also three great shows with April Macy.
It's going to be fantastic.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're going to wear a cardigan, just wear it. Don't tie it around.
No, certainly don't.
More after this on 720 WGN. It's time for the Pretty Late Wake-Up Call. Yeah, before you go, go, don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio with our good friend, Elliot Serrano. That was a lot of show tonight, Elliot.
There was. I mean, this place got crowded for a while.
Really? I think, was that one of the most crowded? Besides when we have bands, that was probably one of the most crowded shows we've done.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you have a band in here, the band is kind of like surrounding everything.
Right.
This time, everything was like kind of like...
Yeah.
Everyone was sitting, and we actually ran out of chairs.
We ran out of chairs, ran out of mics.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, who came in tonight.
That was something.
It was a lot.
That was something.
Thank you to our new friends at Mojo Bar and Grill on Irving Park Road. And I'm so glad that April Macy came by. Our friends Elliot and Ruben from BookCon, which starts in just a few hours. They had to be there in 7 hours.
Yeah.
I feel a little bad about that.
Ruben hopefully will have his voice back.
I know. Well, he sounded better. The more he was drinking, the more I think his voice sort of loosened up.
The jalapeno.
That was so good. Margaret.
Hi, this is Kristen McAllister. Leave a message.
Oh, she's got the sweetest voice, doesn't she?
At the tone. Please record your message.
At the tone. I wish there were a better way to say that part.
Hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hang up or press 1. Have you ever, pressed 1 for more options?
No.
What are your more options?
I have no idea what options you would have.
You would have, yeah, I don't know.
Would it be, robot voice, and then your whole message would be left in robot voice?
Ooh, interesting.
Because that would be awesome.
Can we go back and press 1 on Kristen McAllister?
As long as she has robot voice.
Yes, I'm going to press 1 next time I call her.
Yeah.
Well, how about SAP, the Spanish audio
programming?
Programming, we can leave the message, but it's in Spanish.
Can I talk and you do the message in Spanish
sure,
as we go?
Go on ahead.
I just wanted to call and say happy birthday to our very good friend.
Queríamos decir feliz cumpleaños.
To my very good friend.
A mi amiga.
Kristen McAllister.
Kristen McAllister.
Perfect. Nailed that.
And we've had a great show tonight.
Teníamos un programa muy bueno.
And we had so many people in the studio.
Teníamos tantas personas en el estudio.
With a lot of great cocktails.
Con muchos cocktails muy buenos.
I thought it would be bebidas, no?
Bebidas is like a beer.
A beer.
He also added that the cocktails were good. Not that we don't think they're good, but that wasn't part of the message.
That's all right.
His translator is taking liberties.
I'm doing UN, like the UN translator.
By the way, Matt Bubala is here.
And Matt Bubala is here as well.
El Matthew Bubala está aquí.
Mateo
Bubala. Con su camiseta de la guerra en las estrellas.
What's Mateo Bubala's middle name? We need to throw that in.
Yeah, what is your middle name, Mateo?
It is Benedict.
Go ahead.
Benedicto Bubala.
Very nice.
I'm going to leave Elliot here to do your... I'm going to have him do your entire show.
Va a hacer su programa entera en español.
With Spanish subtitles?
Yes.
I like that.
En español, sí, señor.
I have to take a break here.
Vamos a tomar un break.